In this video, we will be speaking about how to wipe over the socks or shoes when performing wudu. The first thing we need to understand is that when performing wudu, Islam permitted wiping over the socks or shoes instead of washing your bare feet out of ease for the worshippers so that they can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ease and this concession. The first condition is that shoes or socks must be clean or pure, thick enough, and must cover your feet, including the ankles. The second condition is that you must be in the state of purification before wearing the shoes or the socks, meaning that you must have washed your feet when doing wudu before putting your socks or shoes on. The third condition is that your socks or shoes may be wiped only when purifying from minor impurity. In other words, only if you intend to do wudu. If you need to take a bath, then your socks or shoes must be taken off. After wiping over your head and your ears, you wet both your hands, then you have two ways to wipe once. The first one is the upper part of your socks only. And the second way is to wipe the upper part as well as the sole. You have to remember that the upper part must be wiped over in any way you choose. The maximum time you can wipe over your socks or shoes as a non-traveler is 24 hours from the time of wiping first time. For example, I washed my feet when doing wudu for Salatul Fajr. Then I put my socks on while in the state of wudu. Then I broke my wudu later on. Then I performed wudu for Dhuhr at around 12 p.m. I have until 12 p.m. the following day to wipe over the socks. Thereafter, I must take off my socks when intending to do wudu. As for the traveler, the timing is 72 hours. There is no minimum time for wiping over the socks or shoes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated one day and one night for the one who is not traveling and 3 days and three nights for the one who is traveling. To conclude, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is important to remember two things. First of all, to follow the guidelines mentioned as the validity of your purification and by extent, the validity of your salah depends on them. And secondly, to accept this concession when needed, as Islam is the religion of ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when his worshippers, when his slaves take his concessions.
If you found this video helpful, please make sure to like, subscribe and share with your friends. For more videos like this, check out our full how-to playlist in the description below. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.